Hello, Atlantic Church. This is Pastor Joe. Governor Hogan is lifting the stay-at-home ban and many of the requirements on churches while still keeping many protections in place that are called for. But let me be completely forthright with you. We are not ready to open with the intricate plans that this calls for. We will continue to offer the online worship service for now through Facebook, and also the audio recordings on our church website. And from day one, we planned our service to be brief, in a place where we gather weekly, the church sanctuary, displaying the lyrics and scriptures and sermon notes to make it as user-friendly as possible, and excellent music by June and Mary, purposefully using them weekly, not to endanger others and to violate social distancing. Furthermore, we did entertain the idea, or I did, of a drive-in service, but it is illegal unless you are using the right equipment, not a transmitter bought off of a certain retailer online. And we thought of the idea of drive-through communion, yet this was shot down from the beginning because it violates the idea of the Spirit-filled community gathering together. And then our bishop validated that very thought too. So some ideas sounded good and are convenient or expedient, but they're not legal, nor are they edifying as a community of faith gathering for corporate worship. So when we do open, you will know exactly what the plan is, how we have fleshed it out, the safeguards put into place, and the leadership having fully approved it after consultation with health authorities. We will not rush for the sake of expediency, and especially considering the health and well-being of all our members and guests. So God bless you, and continue to know that God is in control, and we must listen to the Lord's direction and the counsel of those in authority. I leave you with this promise from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. God bless you, and bye now.